It is Friday, July 19th, 2024. This is the InfoWars War Room, your election headquarters, with 109 days until the presidential election. Brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com, the fastest 3 hours on the internet. Start now. I've got a stack of news, some updates, some new developments on the assassination attempt on Donald Trump. It's all in line with what we've gotten used to so far. Oh, they're changing their story. What do you know? They've changed their story again, and it just makes the whole thing look even more suspicious. And then, oh, we have a answer on why there was no one watching the roof. It's almost unbelievable, the excuse that they're giving for that. And now the hearing is slated for Monday with Secret Service Director Kim Cheadle. Not to mention, as we've been saying, the only way we're going to get any information here is going to be from whistleblowers. Well, now whistleblowers are coming forward and talking to senators. So we've got all of that as far as updates on the assassination attempt. We're going to do a response to the RNC, which we haven't really touched on much this week, and that's fine. But it was a big story. The conclusion is a big story. The response is a big story. And so we're going to break all of that down today as well. And then there's some other big breaking news from today, like this global outage dealing with CrowdStrike and Microsoft that a lot of people are finding suspicious as well. So we got all of that going on. I also want to take phone calls today, no guests. So we're going to take phone calls today, and we'll get your response to the RNC. And maybe you want to talk about things that you've noticed about the assassination cover-up, and that's what it is at this point. It's absolutely a cover-up. Or other things that you've noticed. Maybe you want to respond to the very thought-provoking discussion I had with John Cullen yesterday, who's going to be joining us again next week to kind of follow up and respond to the Kim Cheadle hearing. Oh, and then there's major breaking election news. Big news for Arizona, and maybe we need to re-examine and update our interactive electoral college map. With the big news out of Arizona today. So we got all of that coming up for you today. But guess what? Just when you thought it was over, just when you thought he couldn't go on, Joe Biden's campaign does the media blitz and makes the public statements. He's not dropping out. He's sticking around. At least for now. So we'll talk about that too. The InfoWars War Room brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. heart defects went way down. Then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the Deep Earth Crystal Pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
In the darkness of censorship, Owen Schroyer is the light. This is the War Room. Watch it live right now at AmericanElection.news.
But what happened last week when they took a shot at my hero? And they tried to kill the next president of the United States. Enough was enough. And I said, let Trumpomania run wild, brother. Let Trumpomania rule again. Let Trumpomania make America great again.
What was your favorite moment from the RNC? Do I have to tell you mine? Would you like to take a guess? Now, this was probably the most controversial RNC, which I think plays a role in what I would call the greatest RNC of all time. And I've seen the commentary, I've seen the complaints, but that's part of it. That's part of what makes it the greatest of all time. You loved it, you hated it. You laughed, you cried, you cheered, you jeered. You watched it, you talked about it. It made headlines, it had viral clips. It was controversial. It was memorable. It was the greatest RNC of all time, maybe the greatest convention of all time. And I would say we will probably never experience anything like that ever again. Because I don't know if we'll ever have another candidate like Trump ever again. This is a man who is actually popular. This is a man who's actually earned his keep in life. This is a man who's actually forged great friendships in life. This is a man who's proven his value, proven his loyalty in life. And it all culminated in a way last night with the added backdrop of him just surviving an assassination. So I really don't know if you'll ever see a political event like what we witnessed this week ever again. So for all the people complaining and the purists complaining and looking for all the reasons to sneer at this convention, understand and appreciate what you just witnessed. And put aside your own selfish politics, put aside your own ideology, and just open up your mind to what you just witnessed. It's unlikely we'll ever have anything like that again, whether you loved it or whether you hated it. And believe me, it is sending shockwaves through the mainstream media and panic through the Democrat Party, and I've got the receipts to prove it. But most importantly, and I'm not going to get too preachy on this subject because I've talked about this before and how I feel about political purism. But most importantly, for me, is winning. And all that is going to come out of that is political victory. So you can complain about the culture. You can complain about some of the individuals and some of the personalities and some of the presentations. That's fine. All I care about is winning. And I don't think there's ever been a convention that's going to have more of an impact on the final result of an election than what we witnessed this week and last night. And I got the receipts to prove it. Now, I will say to be on the lookout, because I do think there's a debate to be had here. I do think there's a discussion to be had here. Just so you know, next Tuesday, I'm going to be joined by Bryson Gray, who has a different opinion. He's on the other side of this than I am, and we'll talk about it. So I'm not going to get too preachy on this now, and we can get your response on the phone lines. But again, this is what my driving force is. I just want to win. I'm not here to nitpick the people that help us win. I'm not here to be a purist on the ideological presentation of how we win. I'm just here to win. And I think this is the perspective that I would take to make this a little easier to understand, to make this a little more palatable. When you see things coming out of the Republican Party that you look at that and you say, that's not conservative. What are we doing? This isn't conserving anything. I would say just take a different perspective. Today's Republican Party is not about conservatism. You might be right. I might be even willing to sacrifice that. This is not a party for conservatives anymore. Today's Republican Party is a party for patriots. Today's Republican Party is a party for people that want to save this country. So you're right. Maybe it's not a conservative value, conservative culture party anymore. Maybe you're right. Maybe that's a good thing. Maybe that's a bad thing. Maybe there's still room for that. Maybe that time has just passed. But I think the perspective to understand and to embrace this Republican Party is a party for patriots. So, yeah, we're not going to be political purists. We're not going to be ideologically aligned on all things. But we love the United States of America. We see the danger our country, our future is in, and we're willing to stand up and fight to save this country. That's today's Republican Party. That's what was represented this week. And if you look at where the Republican Party has come from and where it's going, I don't know how you can't be happy. Again, I'm not telling you to be a registered Republican. I'm not telling you to be a Republican loyalist. I'm not saying the Republicans are the answers to all your problems. You are. I'm just saying let's get grounded here and let's take things at a neutral observer perspective. This convention didn't have any Bushes. In fact, Donald Trump was negative on George Bush when he spoke and got applauded for it. Mitt Romney wasn't there. There were no Cheneys present. The establishment Republican Party that we couldn't stand is gone. The boring, bland, watered-down presentation of conservative politics is gone. Why shouldn't we be happy about that? That we have a new brand of Republican politics that's actually moving towards being populist and having political victories and being American patriots and getting rid of the traitors and getting rid of the rhinos. Oh, you don't like some of the personalities that are in the Republican Party now? Would you rather have it run by warmongers? Would you rather have it run by deep staters? I would say that this was the greatest Republican convention of all time. I would even say that this was arguably the greatest political convention of all time, and it's unlikely we'll ever see anything like it again. Love it or hate it. And even your hatred, if you're on that side of the aisle, even your hatred of it proves that it was. And you know it's effective And it might be effective for things you don't like, but you know it was effective, and that's what's driving you crazy. So I would just realign your perspective. You're going to save yourself heartache. You're going to save yourself frustration. Yes, you're right. Maybe this Republican Party is not so conservative. Maybe you're right. Maybe the Republican Party is not a party of conservatives anymore. It's a party of patriots. It's a party of people that love America. And it's a party of people that want to save the country. Quite frankly, I'm okay with that. And I think we should embrace that. That is, unless you don't like winning, you want the Democrats running things, you want policies like they just passed in California, that the state can take your kids if you don't want to chop their genitals up, if you want to have wide open borders, if you want to have unsafe cities, then fine. You can complain about today's Republican Party. You can reject today's Republican Party. And then you can see if you're more happy under Democrat Party leadership. Or you can just accept what it is, embrace what it is, live your own life, and think about how to win. Now, I will open up the phone lines to get your thoughts on this. But that would be my general response to the entire week, which for the most part, we haven't even been covering because we've been focused on the assassination cover-up, which is where I'll go next. And I got to say, you know, big ups to the crew this week. We've done a lot of groundwork this week dealing with the assassination cover-up. The crew has done a great job. And I really would say that our coverage right here has been some of the best coverage of the assassination cover-up. And so I give a big hat tip to the crew for making that the case. Now, we've got some more developments today. Oh, and maybe I should get into the receipts of proving what I'm talking about the convention, right, before I get ahead of myself with the assassination cover-up and some of this other news. But just know they're changing their story again. Now they're giving us an excuse why the roof wasn't covered that is so ludicrous. I almost can't even believe it. And I'll report it and I'll say it and the words will leave my mouth and I'll broadcast it. And it's like, I can't even believe it. And that's what they're telling us. And now it's going to be whistleblowers that are going to maybe give us an idea of what really happened. And then we'll see what happens at the hearing on Monday, which you know is going to be fiery. And what is going to happen, because the way this has gone, is the Democrats turn it into this political stunt to attack Donald Trump. Doesn't matter what the hearing is. They always use their 5 minutes. They always use their time to attack Donald Trump. So what are they going to do when it's a hearing about Trump's assassination attempt and the Republicans are over here asking real questions, trying to get answers, and then what are the Democrats going to do? Attack Donald Trump? We'll obviously be covering that live on Monday. And then also, once we get that information and review some of these other leaks that are coming out, we're going to be rejoined by John Cullen, who I had on yesterday for a very interesting discussion about what he thinks happened that day, what I thought happened that day. I think both of us kind of changed each other's minds on some issues. So I anticipate that there'll be more of that. But let's get back to the results of the RNC. Now, again, I've told you my opinion. You might have a different opinion, and that's fine. But I brought the receipts to prove how successful this RNC was for politics, for us to win, to get Trump in office, to get the House, and to get the Senate. That's what's important to me. Ostracizing whatever community from conservative politics or the Republican Party, sorry, I don't care. I want to win. I want to win. You know, the analogy I might make, just because I do sports analogies, it would be like when the Bulls decided to sign Dennis Rodman. It's like, yeah, they didn't have to sign Dennis Rodman. They used to get in fights with Dennis Rodman when he played for Detroit, literal fist fights. He used to have cheap shots on the Bulls players. He was a complete disaster in San Antonio, a mental case. But you know what? The Bulls said, you know what? I think we want to win. I think we want to win championships. So why don't we bring Dennis Rodman onto the team? And then they won. And then they were the greatest team of all time in basketball. So I just want to win. I don't want to ostracize certain people because I might disagree with their lifestyles. At this point, I just want to win. But let's review some of the facts of how successful this was. This is MSNBC talking about, well, I'll tell you what, we'll go back to that in a second. Let's talk about Van Jones. Where did he get this talking point? When was the last time you've seen any energy like this before in American politics in recent history? Van Jones, clip 16.
So that's why people are so mad about it.
We are like minutes away, minutes away from Hulk Hogan, yes. Dana White, and Donald J.
All right,
Trump.
So who do they want to run against? Let's talk about that.
I want to say something. This spirit that this guy has, you guys think this because he's drunk? He's not. This whole thing is like this. And it's guys, the last time I was in a convention that felt like this was Obama 2008.
Yeah, you know,
there's something happening where...
Just like Obama, Trump is showing in this convention he has the capacity to alter the composition of the electorate. That is
the difference between 2008 and now is that Obama was actually popular outside of his own party. That's not the case.
Actually, it is, Weissman. Van Jones telling the truth, saying he's never seen anything like this except the energy behind Obama in 2008. And this is bigger, and they know it. CNN having to admit that. This is CNN after Trump's speech. This is a woman, didn't really vote in high numbers for Trump. She didn't vote for Trump before. Listen to what she says after the convention in clip 18.
The grade you gave it?
I gave it an A.
And why'd you give it an A?
The thing I was looking for was a change. And I felt I heard that change in his voice. I was looking for his discussion on getting unity together in the country, as well as the border control and inflation.
So there's a woman, probably didn't vote for Trump before, saying she gives it an A. Now, I've got so many more of these clips where people are talking about how the convention has completely changed their mind on Republicans. They've been Democrat voters their whole life. I'll play one. I've got five of these things. I'm just going to play one. Here's a lady that's voted Democrat her whole life. Here's what she said after watching the RNC in clip 27.
Made six jobs for three people just to survive in Biden's economy.
Why am I crying over the Republican National Convention? Like, what the heck is going on?
It's upsetting to see
this world that we're living in right now. This world that we're living in right now feels like upside down land. I've been a Democrat for nearly 50 years. Why am I crying over the Republican National Convention? Like, Amber Rose did a beautiful job. Oh, she did a beautiful job. I'm so proud of her. And then all the diversity and just... I think I'm crying because it's cognitive dissonance. Like, what is going on? I've been told my whole life Republicans are just all you know, white and racist men and all of this. I don't think I've probably ever watched a Republican National Convention. Let's start there. You don't know unless you go see for yourself and stop listening to what people tell you. It's just so beautiful. Just the patriotism, the coming together. I'm telling you, if you on the outside and you think MAGA is this horrible thing, I don't know what to tell you besides you have to see for yourself. It's beautiful. It's
now,
so
folks,
beautiful.
I've got dozens of these videos. I'm not going to sit here and play them all because there's other things to get to. I want to take your calls, too. I'm telling you, if you don't think that this RNC was successful for political victory, you're either lying to yourself or you're not paying attention or you're bitter about it for some other personal reason. And I would suggest just get on board the train. Just get on board the train. Look at victory. Accept this is a patriotic party and maybe not a conservative party. And let's actually win. Or don't complain when you lose and don't complain when Democrats run your life. Here's some more proof. Talking about the contrast and enthusiasm in clip three.
The Democratic base right now is just entirely lacking for intensity. I mean, when I talk with Democrat elected officials in the battleground states, they tell me the same story over and over and over again. They can't find anybody to come out and volunteer for them to do the sort of work that's necessary in a field operation because there's just no enthusiasm. I mean, we hear all the time about the cliche enthusiasm gap in politics. I've never seen an enthusiasm gap like the one we're witnessing in the summer of this election year. I've heard horror stories from people on the ground in Michigan, in Pennsylvania, in Arizona about just striking out time and time again as local Democratic Party chapters, county chapters, have tried to get people to come in and phone bank, to get mail going, to knock on doors. They can't do it. They can't find people.
You think Republicans are having that problem? They're not. They got people signing up, volunteering left and right. Still don't think the party is ours? Did you see the response from the crowd to Mitch McConnell in clip 29?
Madam Chairman, the Commonwealth of Kentucky proudly cast 46 votes for the next president, Donald J. Trump.
Mitch McConnell getting booed. Folks, the party is ours now. It might not look exactly how you want it, but the party is ours now. Let's take it. Let's take it. Let's take it to victory. I'm telling you, live in this moment. There might not ever be another one like this in your life.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review, or call toll-free, 888-253-3139.
I have been in a 28-year marathon battle with a globalist. I have come from nowhere to the very heights of politics, not just in America, but in the world. We are engaging the globalists at point-blank range in the information war. But I don't deserve the credit. Yes, I've persevered, but the listeners and viewers who support InfoWars are the real reason we've had this success. We're having now the greatest victories in the fight against the New World Order we've ever had. We are now entering the final mile of the marathon. And that's why today it's more important than ever to realize how important you've been in this fight and to continue in the efforts you've been carrying out and to intensify them. God bless you all. I salute you. I thank you. And I beg you to intensify what you're doing now, because we are over the target and this grief is happening. The fight is my fight. It's your fight. It's our fight. God bless you all. If you don't get a high-quality gravity fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure Gravity Fed Water Filtration System for 10% off. That's huge, because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
You know, working at InfoWars, you hear a lot of negative things about your place of work. One of the things they like to say about our supplements is we're snake oil salesmen. Well, folks, it ain't snake oil. It's fish oil, and it's incredibly good for you. Ultimate Fish Oil is now on sale, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. If you only take one supplement, it's likely that's fish oil. It's probably the most popular supplement on Earth at this point, for very good reason. People realize how good it is for them, and this is the best stuff on the market. Studies suggest that fish oils and fish oil supplements can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and prevent cognitive decline. So whether you're a first-time fish oil shopper or whether you're somebody who has taken fish oil for a while and is looking for the best quality available, go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. It's going to sell out fast, because that's what happens when you have fantastic products. Help us fight the global agenda and also improve your health with fish oil. InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com/show.
In a world of shadows, one man brings the light. Your host, Owen Schroyer.
I've done some stuff personally in the past. I'm not planning on doing that this time. And that includes, you know, not endorsing either of the candidates. Now, look, I mean, there's obviously a lot of crazy stuff going on in the world. I mean, the historic events over the last, like, over the weekend. And, I mean, on a personal note, it's, you know, I mean, seeing Donald Trump get up after getting shot in the face and pump his fist in the air with the American flag is one of the most badass things I've ever seen in my life. But look, I mean, it's, you know, as, and I think, look, it's, at some level as an American, it's like, hard to not get kind of emotional about that spirit and that fight. And I think that that's why a lot of people like the guy.
Just Mark Zuckerberg saying Donald Trump putting his fist in the air in front of the American flag after getting shot was the most badass thing in his life. And that's the part that everybody's focusing on, and we can understand why. But actually, the more important part of that clip is what he says in the beginning, how he says he's done things to help candidates in the past. We all know what he's talking about. And then he says he's endorsed candidates, and he said he's not doing any of that anymore. Oh. So Zuckerberg isn't going to be running the voter drives in blue cities, investing hundreds of millions of dollars. Zuckerberg is not going to be endorsing the Democrats. And then says, well, I won't be endorsing anyway, but by the way, Donald Trump's the biggest badass I've ever seen, and it's hard not to like that energy. Oh, I don't want to be a part of this. I don't want to be a part of this. Well, I like to win, so I'm going to go ahead and go all in. Doesn't mean I'm not going to dislike some things or disagree with some things. So that's the real important part of that clip. Not Zuckerberg talking about how badass Donald Trump looked. It's about him saying, I'm out this election. I'm not funding anything. I'm not endorsing anyone. That's really the big part of that clip. So, yeah, maybe what he talks about resonates with a lot of people, former liberals, former Democrats. But what are they going to do without Mark Zuckerberg putting hundreds of millions of dollars to get out the vote in Phoenix and get out the vote in Atlanta and get out the vote in Milwaukee and get out the vote in Philadelphia? By the way, remember, it was Donald Trump just a week or so ago. I don't remember what event it was at. And he mentioned Zuckerberg. And I think he even said Zuckerbucks. And he said, you better not do it again. I'm just saying, you better not do it again. I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that. And then Zuckerberg comes out and says, yeah, I don't think I'm going to do that. Oh. Interesting. Interesting how that went down, isn't it? So, hey, give credit to Zuckerberg. I guess he's not as psychotic as some of the other members of the liberal left. And let me just say one more thing about this, too. We should take the high ground right now. We've always had it, but we should really emphasize our position on the high ground now. And if you have liberal friends or Democrat friends in your life or family members or even a Democrat comes to your door, just be nice to them. Just be the better person. Make it impossible to hate you. But that aside, so Zuckerberg appears to be normal compared to the rest of some of this crazed left that we're about to put on display for you. Whoopi Goldberg couldn't help but attack a 17-year-old girl. So much for supporting other women. Here she is attacking Don Jr.'s daughter in clip five.
Me, I have a lot of faith in the American people. And I don't know very many men who want to be talked to the way that this man has been talking to men in his audience. I don't know any women, and I know his grandchild was up on the thing, and they're trying to humanize him and change your idea about who this guy is. Don't fall for that.
Trump, you're talking about. Yeah. Talking about Trump.
Oh. Interesting. Now, think about what she just said. Well, she just admitted the entire propaganda campaign to dehumanize Trump, to dehumanize Trump supporters. Well, why? So that when they kill us, imprison us, censor us, treat us as less than human, they don't feel bad about it. Are you starting to get it? So look, I give credit to Zuckerberg. He doesn't go into the dehumanization campaign. Whoopi Goldberg, The View, they go all in. That's been their goal. This is what tyrants do. This is what authoritarians do to their opposition. They dehumanize and then they destroy. They dehumanize so that when they lie, cheat, steal, and kill, all of their minions view you as less than human and don't feel bad about it. That's what they've been doing for 8 years. Thank you for admitting it, Whoopi. And by the way, Don Jr.'s daughter, Trump's oldest grandchild, at 17 years old, is a professional golfer. So she's decided to do something with her life, unlike what we see out of the Biden crime family. And you choose to dehumanize these people? Yeah. I think you're dehumanized yourself is what you've done. Here's AOC doubling down on the hateful rhetoric against Donald Trump. You can't even believe that she would say this after everything, but she did. Clip 8.
Donald Trump is also very old and a racist and a neo-Nazi. But anyways, I'm not even going to talk about Trump right now.
You just did. And you called him a racist and a neo-Nazi. Less than a week after he was shot. Nice. Who's really being dehumanized? Are you dehumanizing us? You're trying to. Or are you dehumanizing yourself? Take the high ground, folks. Take the high ground. Here's the other psychotic lib, Anna Navarro. She couldn't help herself either. Clip 10.
Biden had been up there giving that speech. Men in white coats would have interrupted him and carted him off and put him in a padded wagon. I thought today I would wake up and the TV would be full of like doctors talking about Donald Trump's cognitive decline. I thought it would be full of Republicans hanging their heads in shame like Democrats did. Uh-huh. Joe Biden had a bad 90-minute debate. He said it's one episode. That's what we've seen so far. What we saw yesterday was a replay of Trump's 90-minute constant rallies. It's too bad the bandage was just over his ear. It should have been over his mouth.
Who wrote that joke for you? Now, this is so beautiful because they're losing – if they have any credibility left, they're losing it. But more importantly, folks, any of the middle-of-the-road audience that kind of just tuned into these people and just accepted whatever they presented as reality or just entertainment or whatever, they are turning themselves off from their audience by becoming so sick. I'm telling you, folks. Just the normal viewer of The View that doesn't really think too much about politics or care too much – even they're going to see this and be like, wow, these are sick women. These are sick women. And they are, and they're finally going to realize it now. But, oh, so you know why Donald Trump spoke for 90 minutes, though, right? Because he knows Joe Biden can't do it. He laid down the gauntlet. He showed the American people he's got the stamina after getting shot in the head.
One of the most frustrating things about being awake to the globalist agenda is seeing the general public still asleep. By and large, not aware of the magnitude of the incredible danger they're under, but also the ongoing attacks and the magnitude of the death caused by the lethal injections, mass ratings, vaccines. It is so frustrating to see people going about their daily lives oblivious. And you realize ignorance is not bliss. It equals death. But people are starting to really understand how serious things are. And that's a hard thing to do, because to wake up to a dystopic reality and realize that we're in the middle of a giant biological weapons war against humanity, and that there's mass sterilization that's already taking place, and you're cutting off all the major energy sources, is really hard to deal with. But it's the reality. Facing it is our only chance to turn this around. This stuff's about to get really, really nasty. InfoWars.com.
A lot of listeners have complained in the last 2 years that our amazing high-quality coffee has not been available. And that's because the prices went up too high for the raw beans and the quality had gone down some. I turned down so many companies that wanted to work with us. But now, we have brought back the coffee, and it's even better from a national supplier that's veteran-owned and veteran-operated. It's powered by the company Minuteman Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best-tasting, best-smelling, strongest coffee that I have ever drank. It is game-changing. All you got to do is buy a bag of it and try it. I know you're going to be hooked, which will then fund our Operation A360 Win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now for Escape to Prison Planet Light Roast. That's the strongest. The amazing Medium Roast Wig of America. And finally, the best-tasting Dark Roast Tip of the Spear, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your coffee now. It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law, and IQs went up 15 points on average. Heart defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the Deep Earth Crystal Pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review, or call toll-free, 888-253-3139.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life, all at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
InfoWars.com/show.
You know what? I'm not leaving. I'm not leaving. I'm not fucking leaving! The show goes on. This is my home. They're going to need a fucking wrecking ball to take me out of here. They're going to need to send in the National Guard or fucking SWAT team, because I ain't going nowhere.
Well, that's Joe Biden today. He's not dropping out. You can only imagine the internal struggles, the infighting going on behind the scenes with the Democrats. But here's all their public statements. Here's all their public statements. First, clip 11, Biden campaign co-chair. No way he's dropping out. Clip 11.
Can you first talk to us about whether the reporting in the New York Times and in other outlets is correct that President Biden is considering stepping off of the Democratic ticket?
The New York Times reporting is absolutely wrong, and it's been consistently wrong. The president has said that he is running, and it's the end of story. And so he was just out here in Nevada talking to the NAACP, and he is running his campaign along with the vice president.
Yeah. When did he get COVID? Does he still have COVID? And I love how they're acting like, hey, oh, if he survives. So they assume he's going to survive COVID because they know he's going to survive COVID. And then they act like it's surviving an assassination attempt. That's how insane this is. Don't be surprised if that's the redemption arc that they're going with here. Joe Biden is not dropping out. Clip 12.
I have some breaking news, Brian, that I want to get to regarding President Biden. And this is a statement that's just out, coming over the Reuters wires for us. Biden says he looks forward to getting back on the campaign trail next week. And he says Donald Trump's dark vision is not who we are as Americans. It's not much of a statement, but it is notable because, again, there are increasing calls for him to drop out of the race, including a number of lawmakers today, congressmen, lawmakers, and one senator at least.
At least. Actually, there's been three on the record, Katie. What about Hakeem Jeffries? What is Hakeem Jeffries saying about Biden in clip 19?
President Biden, as I've said repeatedly, is our nominee. He has a tremendous track record of success. He's one of the most accomplished American presidents in our history. And he has the vision, I believe, the ability, the capacity, and the track record to make a case to the American people that will result in us being successful in November.
I agree. Run, Joe, run. The Republican Party is more unified and united, certainly, than it's been in recent years. And the Democrat Party is falling apart at the seams. Half of them saying Joe has to drop out. Half of them saying he's the nominee. Half of the media saying he's the greatest of all time. The other half of the media saying this is a disaster. He needs to drop out. The backdrop being all the lies that they've told about him for the last 5 years. It's a disaster. And now, what's their new campaign strategy? Remember when Biden decided his new campaign promise was going to be to secure the border? He was going to get more money for NATO. He was literally just stealing Trump policies and just presenting them as his own now. It's like, huh, what can we do? I know, I'll steal Trump's policies and pretend they're mine. Well, what about this at a Democrat event? Well, maybe Joe Biden needs a new campaign slogan. What is Joe Biden's new campaign slogan, clip 28?
So, yes, this November, we're going to make America great again.
What? Wait. You didn't just... Yeah, hold on.
Great again. So, yes, this November, we're going to make America great again. So, yes, this November, we're going to make America great again. So, yes, this November, we're going to make America great again.
Wow. That's amazing. Are you voting Trump? She says, with the Biden-Harris campaign backdrop behind her. Wow. What are they going to do next? Are they going to put a Trump wig on Joe Biden? Is Joe Biden going to come out with a bandage over his ear? Seriously. What will they do next? That's what I do. I think Joe Biden needs to come out with a Trump wig and a bandage over his ear and maybe try that. Maybe that'll boost his poll numbers. Might be the only chance he has. Might be his last shot. Nobody will notice. They'll all buy it. So, okay. Now Joe Biden is staying in the race. They don't know. They don't know what they're doing. They got Adam Kinzinger campaigning for them. Yes, you heard me right. The Biden-Harris campaign is sending out press releases and push notifications with Adam Kinzinger attacking Donald Trump and supporting Joe Biden. Nice. Remember Kinzinger would add, he used to argue, I'm not a Democrat. Really? The evidence would indicate otherwise, wouldn't it? Yes, it would. And now, this might have been a more brilliant move than we realized. The Trump-Vance campaign put out a statement because the Democrats were saying, oh, well, we can't wait to debate J.D. Vance, insinuating that Kamala was challenging Vance to a debate. And the Trump campaign responded with this statement. We don't know who the Democrat nominee for vice president is going to be, so we can't lock in a date before their convention. To do so would be unfair to Gavin Newsom, J.B. Pritzker, Gretchen Whitmer, or whoever Kamala Harris picks as her running mate. Now, look, do not doubt me on this. This is the kind of stuff that has to force the Democrats to change their tactics. So by the Trump campaign declaring that Biden was not going to be the nominee and it was going to be Harris, they might have said, okay, now we have to say, no, it is going to be Joe Biden just because we can't give them this victory. That's how petty the Democrats are, and that's how out of whack and out of sorts they are. So when Biden does drop out, they'll say, see, I told you so. If Biden doesn't drop out, well, then you got Joe Biden. The guy that can't walk. The guy that can't talk. The guy that they need 1,500 volts to shock to life every morning. Clear. Is he up yet? No, juice him. We need 2,000 votes. Clear. Where's that corn pop? All right, he's up. We got him. Now, somebody at X, maybe Elon Musk made the call, somebody else, they put out a new graphic emoji when you use the hashtag MAGA. Now, if you're a frequent user of X over the years, you know that this happens all the time. But it's funny because Krasenstein is complaining here. He says, oh, there's this new MAGA hashtag, and it's got Trump with the fist in the air, the iconic thing with the American flag with MAGA. And he says, I assume this is a paid ad, right? X is now an official MAGA endorser? Well, hold on a second. So you're insinuating this is somehow a campaign finance violation if they don't claim it, which I'm sure they'll probably go after Musk for. But no. What do the Democrats owe in kind in campaign donations for all the censorship of Republicans? Billions of unclaimed campaign donations? What about all the emojis over the years for the Democrat propaganda? The gay pride, the women's march, all the other weird Democrat slogans that they would put the little emojis up. How much do the Democrats owe in campaign donations in kind, if that's the argument you want to make? Billions? Just saying. We're going to play that game. Don't be surprised if they go after Musk for that, though. All right, first hour in the books. What are we going to do in the next hour? We're going to talk a little bit more with some of the breaking news on the assassination cover-up. Then I'm going to open up the phone lines. Remember, folks, to shop at InfoWarsStore.com. That's how everything we do here is possible. We have great products at InfoWarsStore.com. I'm a product of the products, all the great supplements on sale. But you know what? I can't believe I failed to mention the new limited edition T-shirt that we're selling. New limited edition merchandise. We don't really sell many shirts anymore, folks. We kind of quit doing that. We got a new one featuring Donald Trump, the iconic fist in the air, bleeding from the ear, flag behind him, bulletproof T-shirt. Limited edition. Pre-order today at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your hand on this InfoWars Store merchandise before it's gone.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Heart defects went way down. Then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Omega-3 fatty acids are needed for optimal strength. And they can only be obtained through diet. They can be found in grass-fed beef, which is why the ruling class is trying to ban it. And they can be found in fish, which are arguably the best source of omega-3s. But the problem today is finding fish without a high mercury content. Your best option is our Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. Omega-3 fatty acids are essential for both our neurological and cardiovascular systems, our brain and our heart. They improve mood, mental clarity, and immune function. Get your essential omega-3 fatty acids from the best sources available, Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil. Get some today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Infowars.com/show.
The beacon of truth in a world of deceit. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Mike Lindell was spotted outside of the RNC. Kara Castronova caught up with him to talk about election fraud. Lindell been one of the most active, outspoken individuals when it comes to that issue. And here's what he had to say outside of the RNC.
Any plans for this coming election? How can we make sure that similar things don't happen as last time?
Okay, and all of you listen up. This is very important. This is probably the most important question I've gotten. What are we going to do to secure our election platforms? Everyone in the United States, no matter where you live, should request your mail-in ballot. You get it. You do not open it. You secure it. You have pulled it off the dirty voter rolls. Don't open it. When you go in to vote, and if they say to you, you've already voted, you pull it out and say, no, I haven't. You have it. It's called identity theft then. You can call your local sheriff. This will be something we didn't have in the last two elections. It's a different crime. It's like when they got Al Capone on tax evasion. We need to get this. You know, they can sit there and say, you can't look in the machines. You can't do that. But you know what? They can't deny. When people went in for the last three elections, went in and they said, you've already voted. If you didn't have that with you, you had no proof. They're going, sure, you didn't vote. The district attorney, one of district Democrat in Texas 3 months ago, she went in to vote. They said, oh, no, you've already voted. And she made a fit. But you can't unless you have that mail-in ballot. And let me tell you, we need this so bad. The manifestation of this election is so important to the world. We have to get rid of these computers and electronics, be like other countries, and go to paper ballots hand counted. This is, and we need everybody's help. You go to LindellPlan.com, everybody. LindellPlan.com. We lay it out there in 10 things. Now, you can still, just because you have a mail-in ballot, of course you can still vote on election day, right? But you protect your ballot. What's going to happen in this election, you have there, you know, we have all these deviations. But Donald Trump is favored so much right now that they have to steal another 10 million votes. Add on to the other 50 million they stole in 2020. That's 25 million votes. The deviations will stand out like a sore thumb. And let me tell you, imagine the voter rolls. Here in Wisconsin have the dirtiest voter rolls in the country. 7 million names are on their voter rolls. If everybody voted in Wisconsin, and that could register to vote is 4,200,000. And a horrible uniparty blocker named Robin Voss has stopped everything in Wisconsin. It's very bad. I run up against the Democrats wanted the machines gone for two decades. I run up against uniparty Republicans that stopped me at every level. Crooked Brad Ratzenberger down in Georgia, Robin Voss here in Wisconsin. Let me tell you one other example. Kim Hammers in Arkansas. Cleburne County, Arkansas voted a year and a half ago to go to paper ballots. You can do that at the county level. They voted to go to paper ballots. All the other towns in counties in Arkansas were going to follow suit. What happened was this guy named Tim Hammers, a senator there, pushed a bill through. You know what the bill said? If you're a county in Arkansas and you go to paper ballots, we defund your county. Really, we really need everybody's help. We need everybody's help to go to LindellPlan.com and get involved, because we have two things there. We need everybody to get involved. And everyone, you're like deputized. You need to, I don't care if you're a Democrat, Republican, you need to get your mail-in ballot. And when you go to vote, if they say you voted, it's identity theft. Now imagine what will happen in this next election. Let's say it's too big to rig and our great real president's in. He has said in his biggest cheers he's got at the rallies are, when I get in, we're going to go to same-day voting, paper ballots, hand count. That everybody knows that's what we have to. But he's going to need help. What will he have is he'll have everyone in the country united that, hey, these are the best practices. We've got to do that. You get the people behind that. Whether you're a Democrat or Republican, everybody wants elections, not selection of the people. Now, let's say that they steal it. Let's say they override them. These deviations are out there like a sore thumb. Well, then on this side, we hope the Democrats demand to look into the machines if it's this way. If it's this way, we hope everybody would demand to look, because you got to explain these things. Now, if everybody gets their mail-in ballot off the dirty voter rolls, and what will happen is these guys, because Donald Trump is so favored, it's like a teeter-totter. You're grabbing all these names. Everyone says they're going to grab the illegals, too. Well, you grab them all, and you keep piling them on.
Oh, and now they're suing Mike Lindell again. What do you know? But he doesn't stop fighting. A great American.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity-fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure Gravity Fed Water Filtration System for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure Water Filtration Systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all Gravity Fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
The beacon of truth in a world of deceit. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Tom Brator had a nice remembrance last night at the RNC from Donald Trump. Here is the funeral procession as it's going on today. A great American that we lost. Shouldn't be forgotten. And that's why this is definitely a, at the very least, criminal negligence case that we're dealing with the assassination attempt on Saturday, because a man did die. Now, we've got some more news. I'm going to play some clips of Republicans talking about what they're hearing from whistleblowers. First, let's get some of these headlines through. Now, it has been scheduled Monday. Secret Service Director Kim Cheadle will be attending a hearing regarding whatever went down leading to the assassination attempt on Donald Trump. Now, look, incompetence might have played a role in all of this, but that's not the only role. And if incompetence did come into factor how this ended up happening with the shots being fired, it was done intentionally. There is a major cover-up, and I think everybody knows it. After everything we've seen them try to do to Donald Trump to stop him and destroy him, everybody feels the same way, and some are even willing to say it now. But this is going to be a fiery hearing. And I don't know what the tactic of the Democrats are going to be, considering every other hearing that we've had on serious issues, they turn their time into attacking Trump. Well, how do you use your time to attack Trump on a hearing about somebody shooting Trump? We'll see if they use that same tactic as they have in the past or back off. But I think we're going to have some real fiery Republicans trying to figure out what the hell happened and asking the right questions. Because, and I hear this from almost every Republican that's commenting, whether it's on the radio, whether it's on TV, whether it's just statements they make, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but I mean, this thing is so obvious. It's so obvious there was a conspiracy to get Donald Trump leading up to this before the assassination attempt, that now it's like, wow, maybe you are a conspiracy theorist. It's about time you start believing in conspiracy theories. You're in one. So, looking forward to that Monday. We'll obviously have coverage. And then I'm assuming we've reached out to John Cullen, who was on yesterday. I'm assuming he'll be joining us that day as well to get his response and some of his response to the latest breaking news we've had in the last 24 hours that I'll update you on now. From America First Legal, Biden's Secret Service is delaying the processing of a Freedom of Information request that we filed following the assassination attempt of Donald Trump because they claim there is not any threat to the life or safety of anyone, any urgency to inform the public about government activity. But wait a second. The DHS, in a memo, said they were worried about follow-up violence. So they're contradicting themselves again. So the DHS says they're worried about follow-up violence. Then they tell America First Legal in their FOIA request, Well, we don't have to give you this information because there is no threat to violence. I hope somebody brings that up in the hearing on Monday. For the love of God, I hope somebody is documenting all the discrepancies. I hope somebody is documenting all the times they've changed their stories. I hope somebody is ready to present all of this to the American people and to Kim Cheadle on Monday. Here's another one. Monday, the DHS says they're worried about follow-up violence. Friday, DHS says we're not seeing any threats of follow-up violence. So they're stonewalling. The cover-up is still on. Now remember, what did they say originally? Oh, there is no online activity. The shooter had no online activity. None. No online profile, nothing, can't find anything, just doesn't exist. 20-year-old, no online activity, I'm sure. Oh, changed their story. Trump shooter's online activity shows searches of rally site. Use of encrypted platforms, officials say. They also are claiming that he was really into adult erotic entertainment, if you catch my drift. Yep, and there it is. Now, does that have anything to do with the psychological evaluation of this? But they said, no, we don't know any online activity. Can't find any online activity. We know nothing. And now it's like, oh, yeah, here's his porn searches. Oh, yeah, here's him searching shooters. Oh, yeah, here's him searching the venue. Oh, yeah, here's all his online activity. Oh, okay, it is there. Trump shooter's Discord presence suggests crook's preference to anonymity. I can't say that word. Have you guys noticed that? I can literally not say that word. It's driving me crazy. I got to find another word. Secrecy. We're just going to go with secrecy because I just butchered that word. Like it's like some weird thing in my brain. Don't make me. You're trying to bait me into saying it again. I'm not doing it. I'm just saying secrecy now. I've flubbed it too many times. I could sit here and practice it 1,000 times a show. Trump shooter's Discord presence suggests Thomas Crook's preference for secrecy, experts say. Oh, now they found his Discord account. Oh, now they find social media accounts. Oh, and what's this? Trump shooter had 3 overseas encrypted accounts. What? But they're saying, oh, and so first they said, and he also had no psychological disorders, no reason to believe there was any mental health problems. Now they're saying he had all kinds of mental health problems. Well, so what the hell's going on? So is this like a mentally retarded 20-year-old that's able to pull this whole thing off? First you say no mental health problems. Then you say all kinds of mental health problems. First you say no record of any online activity. Now you're documenting all his online activity. Encrypted bank accounts? Is that...
anonymity.
Yeah, well, try to time that up when I'm talking in live time. You'll be very impressive. So here is Congressman Mike Waltz talking about the FBI briefing that he had and the encrypted overseas accounts in clip 17.
I mean, I just talked to one of the agents a few hours ago. I talked to some Sunday. The agents are pissed. They're frustrated. They've repeatedly asked for resources. Donald Trump isn't your normal average former president. He's not Jimmy Carter sitting in the old folks' home. And, oh, by the way, some other things are coming out, like the shooter had 3 encrypted accounts overseas at the same time we're having an Iranian plot. I mean, there is. I think this is going to go much broader, much deeper. But the agents are going to hold her to accounts. Their lives on the line, and she was not giving the resources they were requesting. But one other thing, Jesse, that Pittsburgh field office was the one responsible for the advance. That was clearly not done appropriately and distracted by Dr. Jill.
And the Pittsburgh field office was also responsible for covering up that bribery Ukraine tip that came in as well. Are you
saying that you're getting information that says there's encrypted communications between crooks and foreign sources?
No, what we know, and this was on the briefing we just received, he had three encrypted overseas accounts the FBI is trying to get into.
What do you mean by overseas accounts?
Well, we know that they were based in servers overseas, and so you've got to work over there with the FBI liaisons overseas to start getting into them through their authorities.
Do you believe this attempt on the former president's life has some sort of foreign nexus?
Well, we know the Iranians have been trying for years, not only him, but everybody, Pompeo and others, involved in the Soleimani strike. And we also know, it's finally come out, many of us have been fighting this for years, that they pulled National Security Advisor O'Brien's detail completely away. He's had to go to his own private security and local law enforcement. So there is all kinds of issues here, and we're going to get to the bottom of it starting on Monday.
Yeah, I'm just not so sure I believe everything that I'm being told about what's inside his phone yet. I just don't trust the people doing this investigation.
Great coverage, Jesse Waters. Jesse Waters gets it, folks. Exactly. However or whoever was behind this assassination attempt of Donald Trump, and I don't know if anybody thinks this is a lone shooter, he was either wittingly or unwittingly, there were people helping him. But that's exactly right. Whoever is responsible for this is certainly going to throw things at you to throw you off the real scent. Whoever is responsible for this is going to put other pieces of leaks and information out there to throw you off the scent and distract you from what really happened. And we have to remember, things need to add up. Same thing that we've been doing with the, was there one shooter or two shooters? And then we just look at what we have. We look at the video evidence. We look at the lines. We look at everything. And we say, okay, well, what adds up? What doesn't? Well, we're going to have to do the same thing with this encrypted bank account stuff. Now, I'm not saying that let's say whatever mental problems Crooks has, if he's the one guy, I'm not saying it's impossible for him to be involved in this stuff. It certainly is possible, maybe even plausible. But let's analyze this whole thing. This is a guy who's living with his parents, and now it comes out that apparently his parents were warning the police that he was missing. Well, what do you mean? You're calling the police that your 20-year-old is missing? Does that make sense to anybody? Well, maybe he had severe mental problems, and they kind of were babysitting him like that, and they would know everywhere he went. They also tell police he's missing, and his gun is missing? So does that sound like the kind of guy with encrypted bank accounts? Does that sound like the kind of guy communicating with intel agencies overseas? Now, anybody can find a way to have encrypted messaging. So again, it's plausible. But let's not jump to any conclusions. And let's remember, whoever is responsible for this guy or whoever it is taking a shot at Donald Trump, they're going to put stuff out there to throw you off the real scent and to throw you off the real path to the truth. So I'm just not sure if that adds up to me. By the way, they're also saying, oh, well, he had a tactical vest, but he didn't put it on. And now there's this theory being floated around that he really wasn't there to kill Trump. He was there to commit a mass shooting. And that's why I guess he didn't put on the tactical vest, or that's why he did bring the tactical vest. But in the process of scouting the area during the campaign rally, he said he figured, oh, well, the cops know here I'm here now, so I might as well just try something else or get on a roof and just go for it. That's being floated out there. We're tracking all of this, and we're going to see what adds up and what doesn't. And as you know, I was convinced there was only one shooter after talking to John Cullen and looking at his video review and breakdown. Now I'm thinking, well, maybe there was another one because of that one shot that doesn't make sense. So we got to be adaptive. We got to just intake information with scrutiny as well and just remember what we're up against here. So that's the latest developments. Now, whistleblowers could be our only hope. But even that we need to be skeptical of. Josh Hawley is saying whistleblowers are coming forward to him. Here's Hawley talking about that in clip two. All right, I think we've had a miscommunication here, guys. I have clip two of Hawley talking about whistleblowers. Is that not what you guys have? All right, well, let's try to locate this. Yeah, that should be a different clip. But here, let's go with clip 20 then.
Yeah, then nobody, here's the pattern, Neil. Nobody in this administration is ever responsible, ever takes any responsibility for anything. Look at Afghanistan, 13 service members dead, hundreds if not thousands of civilians left behind to the enemy. And what did Joe Biden do? Nothing. Who was fired? Nobody. Now we've got a former president nearly assassinated. We have a good American shot to death at this rally, others in critical condition, and no one will take any responsibility. I mean, these people ought to be gone. Absolutely, the director ought to be gone. The whole top echelon ought to be gone. But I tell you what, we're going to get to the bottom of this and figure out what these people were doing. How did they allow this to happen? Why did they allow a good American to be killed? Why did they allow Trump to go on stage knowing they had a potential shooter? It's outrageous.
So we just had a little bit of a misfire on the video. Let me just read the quotes about Hawley talking about Secret Service whistleblowers. Hawley says, whistleblowers who have direct knowledge of the event have approached my office. According to the allegations, the July 13th rally was considered to be a loose security event. For example, detection canines were not used to monitor entry and detect threats in the usual manner. Individuals without proper designations were able to gain access to backstage areas. Department personnel did not appropriately police the security buffer around the podium and were also not stationed at regular intervals around the event security perimeter. In addition, whistleblower allegations suggest the majority of DHS officials were not, in fact, Secret Service agents, but instead drawn from the Department of Homeland Security investigations. Whoa. This is especially concerning given that HSI agents were unfamiliar with standard protocols typically used at these types of events, according to the allegations. Now, here's what they're saying about the second story window that was supposed to be manned. So first they said, oh, well, there was nobody there. Then they said, well, actually, the local police were supposed to be covering that window. But then here's what the local township commissioner said in response to that, it was their duty in clip 26.
Were prompted me to post and on the social media platform last night, and of course, obviously, talked to you today, is that our local Butler Township Police, their duties that were assigned to them, and we have an operational plan that details all that, were strictly traffic detailed. They were not required or not detailed to any security detail related to the event. It's strictly traffic to obviously to help people coming in and out of the event. If there is an emergency, those type of things. We saw the number of people, the number of cars at the event. And that's, I was so frustrated and quite frankly hit my limit again last night when I saw, you know, again, Secret Service says it was the responsibility of the local police department. That's absolutely not correct.
Yeah, the local police department is not the entity in charge of the safety and protection of a president or a former president. But once this started to happen, once the shootings began to unfold, the local officers did then try to assist, try to see if they could do anything, right?
That is absolutely correct.
Now, let's just kind of review this full spectrum. Somebody obviously should have been either manning the roof or had eyes on the roof or entry points to get access to the roof at minimum, obviously. So security lapse allows him to get on the roof. Secret Service then comes out and says, oh, that was the local police's job to cover that roof. Well, that was a lie. Then Secret Service comes out and says, oh, well, actually, we had guys inside the building at the second story. We figured that would be good enough. Well, then where were they? As we reviewed yesterday, if they had agents in that building at the second story, then they would have had eyes on the shooter almost immediately. And certainly with plenty of time to identify him and take him out before he fired a shot. Again, we reviewed that yesterday. Oh, okay, so what was the deal with the agents that were supposed to be on the second story? Now they're claiming, and I kid you not, that they went to lunch. That's what they're claiming now. They weren't there because they went to lunch. Are we sure? Maybe it was maybe they went out for lunch, or maybe they were Pete booty juicing each other and weren't watching. Who knows? They keep lying. Out to lunch, it was 6 o'clock. Out to lunch, you're on security detail. They're also not just saying they just went to lunch, they're claiming they were ordered to go to lunch. Ordered to leave your post? Unmanned? How's that one going to hold up? Now, let's explain something else dealing with the local police. We've heard from multiple eyewitnesses and multiple people that were there saying the lacking of police, including traffic police, was alarming. So that goes down the road of even whoever was making the calls for this event, Kim Cheadle or whoever, they had severely lacking security at all levels. At all levels. Now, it's actually not odd for local police or other jurisdictions of law enforcement to get involved with Secret Service to help secure an event. That is regular. That does happen. Them being at a post like, hey, be on the roof in case there's a shooter, that would be extremely rare. Not impossible to consider, but extremely rare. So those questions now need to be answered as well. And the next time we're on air with you, Monday, July 22nd, it'll be after the hearing with Kim Cheadle. They might still be live. This thing could go all day when we're on air. We'll be doing live coverage. We're also going to be rejoined by John Cullen, who has a little bit of a different perspective and opinion on this than I do, but it's good to review these things. And he's going to give his response to that as well as his most recent research. So the cover-up is on, ladies and gentlemen. Whatever happened that day, they're covering up the truth. And now I think they're throwing things out there to throw you off the scent. That's what I think is going on. So we got to be very careful. But it's upsetting that now Cheadle and whoever else at DHS or whoever else was involved in this potential stand down to let the shooter go, now they've had 10 days to cover their tracks and get their story straight, which is concerning to me. All right, I'm going to open the phone lines when we get back to respond to all of this. I still got other big news and videos to get to. Remember to shop at InfoWarsStore.com, folks. We have an elite line of supplements. That's InfoWars MD. Very strong line of supplements for sleep support, for joint support, and joint pain relief and nerve pain relief and so much more. InfoWars MD supplement line, all of them 25% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's your support there that keeps us on air. We'll be right back with your phone calls. I'll give out the number.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average.
Heart defects went way down. Then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review, or call toll-free, 888-253-3139.
You know, working at InfoWars, you hear a lot of negative things about your place of work. One of the things they like to say about our supplements is we're snake oil salesmen. Well, folks, it ain't snake oil. It's fish oil, and it's incredibly good for you. Ultimate Fish Oil is now on sale, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. If you only take one supplement, it's likely that's fish oil. It's probably the most popular supplement on Earth at this point for very good reason. People realize how good it is for them, and this is the best stuff on the market. Studies suggest that fish oils and fish oil supplements can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and prevent cognitive decline. So whether you're a first-time fish oil shopper or whether you're somebody who has taken fish oil for a while and is looking for the best quality available, go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. It's going to sell out fast because that's what happens when you have fantastic products. Help us fight the global agenda and also improve your health with fish oil. InfoWarsStore.com.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast, a 360 win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, the sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalist, and people can't identify who's a patriot and who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 Part 2. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt so you can support the InfoWar and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy, and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776 shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com and get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake Shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide.
InfoWars.com/show. Trigger warning. This broadcast contains subject matter that might trigger liberal snowflakes. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, we're taking your calls in response to the RNC, what you thought about it. Your response to my response to the RNC. You want to talk about the assassination cover-up. All these things are fair game. 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. The number is on the screen now. Kid Rock performed last night. I mean, hey, look, if you don't like Hulk Hogan, if you don't like Hulk Hogan, if you don't like Kid Rock, then I don't know what to say. I don't know what to tell you. We'll start collecting your calls now. In the meantime, some other big news is breaking. Remember that Trump hoaxer, Max Boot? Remember the Trump Russiagate hoaxer, Max Boot. Remember him? Leading Trump Russia hoax propagandist's wife indicted as foreign spy. Oh. He's married to a South Korean spy who used to work for the CIA and is a senior fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations, now on administrative leave, according to new indictment revealed on Wednesday. Boot's wife, Sue Mi Terry. Come on. You know, this is Zero Hedge reporting. I was told this by some military people and some intelligence people. And it's not like I was told this in secrecy. I mean, anybody that, you know, kind of observes and, you know, notices things, you know, like most of these former intelligence people or spies always give fake names. And a lot of times it's like a comedy thing. They do it as like a joke because it's kind of like an insider thing. So they make funny names like Buck Sexton. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and go down the list. Sue me. crew in my ear, crooks. But that I don't think has anything to do with this. Nonetheless, I'm sorry. It's just, you know, old Sue me. But yeah, Max Boot married to a spy? Max, say it ain't so. Say it ain't so. What about Swalwell and his little fang bang? You know what else is funny about this? I don't know what it is. It's just, this has just been my experience. So apparently Max Boot from the Washington Post is married to a spy. You had of Asian descent from Asia. You had Eric Swalwell banging a Chinese spy. I've seen some honeypots when I used to spend some time in D.C. I've had some sent my way, and they're always Asian. What is that? I'm not even kidding you. It's like every single time. What is that about? And then people notice that like all these other high level people have all these Asian wives, and so they're just like, oh. So, yeah, I mean, I guess if your wife is named, you know, Hot Lick from Vietnam, oh, yeah, my wife Hot Lick. Oh. Yeah, this is my wife. Oh, what's her name? Wet Poon? Oh. I'm just saying, man. I'm telling you, every damn time. I've been in bars in D.C. with like local bartenders who know the crowd, and they're like, hey, you ought to know that woman is literally a spy. You should get out of here. Some Ting Wong. I don't know. Even the Chinese COVID whistleblowers had crazy names. I'm sorry. I'm getting off on a jag here. It's just I couldn't help but notice that. All right, we got some other news, but I want to start taking some calls. Let's go to Will in California to lead us off on a Friday. Will, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen. Good to talk to you. Yeah, the RNC convention, I just loved Vivek's speech, and it really should have been in prime time. I thought it was a shame that Trump wasn't there to hear it.
Well, you know, when I look at the layout of how they kind of did the speeches, I think it was pretty good. I actually think the way that they had the speakers laid out on a timeline for the days, I think it actually was good, too. I think that was good, too. I mean, Vivek could have been prime time, but I didn't think it was necessary.
Yeah. What the J.D. Vance VP pick quietly reeks of Trump's inner circle with his PAC manager and chief of staff, who's tied to the World Economic Forum, influencing his decisions and endorsements. I think
the Vance pick was influenced by Carlson and Don Jr. I understand the connections and people being suspicious and skeptical of it. Perfectly fine. That's good. But that's what I've been told.
Absolutely. Trump's highly anticipated speech was a bit of a letdown for me. It was like he thought nobody's been watching all of this detailed footage and the worry that we've all had out here. Seemed he added extra embellishment. And I just fear the left might edit segments to use against him in campaign ads from that. But remember, one man's gauze on his ear from a gunshot wound while the other man puts a pad in his underwear to avoid soiling his trousers.
Yeah, or as Van Jones said, Trump took a bullet and stood up. Joe Biden got COVID and hid in the basement.
Exactly.
Yeah. But he's running. Hey, they're going to run with Joe.
Absolutely. I hope so. I hope so. This is the most beatable situation we could ever cross our fingers and hope for.
No. Joe is powerful. Joe is strong. Joe has been the most successful president ever. He is a great candidate, and he needs to get to the finish line. And, hey, look, we're being facetious. I would still pretend we're 10 points down. I would pretend we're losing to Joe Biden, and we got to go all in to win this election. It's going to take a too-big-to-rig situation. All right, let's go to Tim in Washington. Tim, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How's it going, Owen?
Good.
Amazing for the first hour. It was really poignant and powerful. And you captured on something very important. That might be the last American celebration that we see, the RNC. If we fail to seize this opportunity and take this momentum and keep going with it, that will be the last one. So I just wanted to point that out. We have the opportunity, ladies and gentlemen. Erica, we have the opportunity. It's just up to us. God bless.
All right. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Rocco, Canada. Rocco, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, whole Info Warriors and whole world. Okay, Owen, you were talking about the names there. I actually was suspect to such things as well. But anyways, my point that I called about was, I guess, the RNC. I wasn't able to view the audio, video. I was only able to hear it. But Hulk Hogan showed up there. And I remember back in 84, I had this dream. And then I wasn't able to see my girlfriend for a day or two because we had different work shifts. And then when I seen her, she says, hey, Hulk Hogan lost his fight. And I said, you know what? I had a dream. And he was on the mat, pinned, and he looked at me. I was in the audience, and he gave me a wink. But anyway, so I give a shout-out to Hulk Hogan. And now for the actual reason I called was about the assassination. I was able to access a couple of pictures on Facebook from the actual shot. They had him seated, Trump. The Donald, and you could actually, I decided to zoom in on his ear because I wanted to
hold
show
the
my
thought. I'm up against a break.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Our world is so full of hype. We are force-fed dehumanizing propaganda by the corporate media, by the controlled churches and the universities. And why is this the case? Because we innately, by God, have been given the keys to our own minds, our own psyches, our own souls. And by connecting to God, we can empower ourselves and transcend the, quote, fallen or sinful state. So the chemicals that we ingest and all the things that we try to bring into our bodies to change who we are only lowering us. They're only making us more depressed. In the end, they're only making us less fulfilled. It is only by going within and really making that connection to God that we can truly empower ourselves. That's why the globalists bombard us with toxins and chemicals to block us getting the normal vitamins and minerals and trace elements our bodies need to be healthy and to be able to basically reach out beyond the third dimension. And that's where the incredible products come in at InfoWarsStore.com.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, Vitality Enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. There's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure Gravity Fed Water Filtration System for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
InfoWars.com/show.
Go back to the caller we had to cut off. Rocco in Canada wanted to get into this assassination attempt. Cover up, Rocco. Go ahead.
Okay. I forgot to make one point about the Hulk Hogan. He was fighting the New World Order back in 1989. I remember they came out with the New World Order, and it was all a big drama play. Anyway, so, yeah, the photograph. So I zoom in because I want to show my friend, you know, oh, he got shot in the ear, and you could see the hole. So I zoom in. Actually, I could see two holes. There's a larger one at the lower part, and then the smaller one at the top. But what I identify is that there also, too, is there's a trajectory line and trajectory line.
And nice. So, wait, that well played.
So the top one, I'm just as connected as Alex is. Anyway, so the top one comes down, and you could see the bloodline that converges to his lip in the bottom, which is the smaller hole, the top one. This is the lower one is the larger caliber.
Well, where are you seeing these images? Where can I see these images?
Yeah, I'd like to send it to you, but can I just finish?
So well, here's the thing. I can let you finish.
Okay. Okay, so then the second one, the larger caliber, you can see the white hot of the bullet sears the skin. And then you can see the bloodline with the trajectory converging at the lip, but they don't touch. But you can actually see the two lines.
All right, well, I'll tell you what. So, I'm going to put you on hold, and you can direct my crew to these images. I'm not going to comment until I see them. I mean, just quite frankly, listening to what you're saying, I can't believe it. So I'd have to see it to comment on that. But I'll put you on hold, and you can direct my crew into the right direction to find those images, and then I'll comment further. Let's go to Meg in Florida. Meg, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen. I just wanted to say great job on Sunday Night Live. I do tune into your show daily, but I love what you had said. Trump hit them and the I forget what you had mentioned earlier. But anyway, so the VP pick, I was actually really surprised that he picked J.D. Vance. I'm not real familiar with him, but I was really kind of pushing for either Josh Hawley or Byron Donalds, because Byron Donalds is he's a New York guy like Trump is, and he's also majored in finance. But you know, I watched him speak, and I liked a lot of what he has to say, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, and I mean, a lot of people are saying, well, the left hates him. That's proof he's good. Well, the left hates everything. So, I mean, I'm not necessarily banking anything off that. I'm willing to give him a chance. It wouldn't have been my pick, but I'm willing to give him a chance and see how it goes. It's hard to say this because of what Trump did in his first administration, picking people. So I kind of say this and kind of like I just sucked on a lemon or something, but I'm like, all right, I'll trust Trump's instincts. Okay, I guess I'll trust Trump's instincts, but I'm willing to give Vance a chance, and there you go.
I love it. But I was watching the RNC, and what did you think about Mike Pompeo even speaking? I couldn't believe they even allowed him on the stage, especially with how Tucker Carlson was talking about he said this, and he said this, and it's just like, okay, so why do you have him on the stage?
Well, I'll tell you what. That's kind of a two-part question. I think that we have to accept, and this is a good thing, that the Republican Party is a populist party or a big tent party. I'm okay with that. It'll give us political victories. And I think that we have to understand that in that kind of new paradigm, that you're going to have a lot of people that may not get along. You're going to have a lot of people that might not see eye to eye. I mean, hell, Nikki Haley got up there and spoke. I mean, Mitch McConnell is not very popular. And then, Nikki Haley apparently lied. She said, I was invited to speak. Apparently she begged to speak. And my guess is that's true, is that Haley begged to speak because she's trying to save her political career from evaporating to nothing. So it's just going to happen. And it went smoothly. In fact, the production level, my crew was talking about this. I was talking to other people in the media about this as well. The production level of the RNC was as high value as I've ever seen for a political event. I mean, it was run incredibly well. And let me tell you, from being at events like this, that's hard to pull off. It's hard to pull off a 100% success, and they did it. So kudos to them for that, too. I guess the only thing I would say that they probably should have done is they should have warned the people that were in Trump's box that, hey, you're going to be on camera 24/7 during this, because there were some moments that were caught on camera that, probably are embarrassing for some of those people, unfortunately. Somebody should have warned them, you're going to be on camera the entire time, so just, behave like you are. But other than that, I would say they ran everything perfectly. So, yeah, you're going to have people that disagree. You're going to have people you don't like. I would just take it for what it is.
Sure. What did you think of the when they did that little tribute to fallen Buffalo firefighter that defended his family at the Trump rally? I actually got very choked up, and especially when he spoke out about what the events that led up to it, and I got very, very emotional.
It was great for them to do that. I'm glad they did that. Trump was about as perfect as you could presenting that. And, there were a lot of emotional moments, I think. I think there were a lot of emotional moments from the RNC. So that was definitely one of them. Meg, thank you for the call. Let's go to Jay in California. Jay, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Owen. Can you hear me?
Yep, you're on the air.
All right. Hey, so I was back in the military in the 90s, and we used a satellite number. It was about 10 digits, and you would hit these digits first, and then you could call anywhere for free because, phone cards back then and so forth. Now, after that evolved, that number, where you could push that number and push a couple other numbers, and then you could listen to transmissions that were from somewhere within the military. And that morning, or the morning after the Trump shooting, someone contacted me and said that this was what they heard. And if you write this down, it'll be a lot easier. And I'll go over it one step at a time. It's just seven things. It goes M, then it says WSH, TMC, shoot, at, ear, okay. Now, M in the military can stand for 13, the 13th letter of the alphabet. And WSH stands for Weapons Systems Hot. And TMC is the shooter's initials. And then it says shoot at ear, okay. So I was like, that's weird. And my friend told me just to look at it for a second. And then I did. And it actually spells out the shooter's name, Thomas Matthew Crooks. So it says MW. It says on the 13th of July, Weapon Systems Hot, the shooter's initials. And then it says shoot at ear, okay. Just wanted to bring it up because you guys had mentioned an enigma. So I thought I would share an enigma.
So, so this was on a military phone line, or is this like a cue drop, or what are you explaining to me?
Well, I'm just giving you the code that was heard and relayed to me, and it spells out the shooter's name, Thomas Matthew Crooks. And in it, it says the 13th of July, Weapon Systems Hot, shooter's initials, and it says shoot at ear, okay. If you write MWSHTMC, shoot at ear, okay, it spells out completely, letter for letter, Thomas Matthew Crooks.
I understand that. I'm trying to understand where this is coming from.
Well, where it comes from, I'm just giving you that, okay? Because I think it was Greg Reese. I said he heard he did a report. He's talking about an enigma. That's an enigma. Why would that spell out the shooter's name? Hey, M could stand for MAGA, but it stands for 13 at the beginning. And then it says Weapon Systems Hot, shooter's initials, and it says shoot it here. That's what his name spells out. I'm just saying. I have nothing to do with anything beyond just hearing it, okay? I thought you might want to know. It's kind of interesting.
All right. Certainly interesting. I don't know what you're talking about. It's hard for me to reply. It's kind of like the caller before that was talking about an image that he saw. And I don't know if the crew was able to get that image. We put him on hold. But yeah, okay. So, that's what you heard. You're concerned about it. And, it just makes it even more mysterious. All right. We have just reached the end of hour number two. We're going to continue to take phone calls here on the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. The Save InfoWars sale is live at InfoWarsStore.com. Top rated, top selling products right now, up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. It's your support there that keeps us on the air. InfoWarsStore.com.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us. And that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
We take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that?
I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
War Room. Infowars.com/show.
The beacon of truth in a world of deceit. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
We're going to the phone lines. We got Matt Baker. They call him the Dreadlock Alex Jones. By the way, he was making fun of me because I can't pronounce a certain word, so he better not say it. Matt Baker, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, man? Great show last night. The Hulk Hogan thing was just absolutely awesome. I couldn't believe he actually went through with the whole thing. The song, the shirt, it was fucking epic. Sorry. But, hey,
you
I wanted to say it was... I had a weird premonition before on that day. I was listening to the preamble to the assassination, and they had live coverage going for about 2 hours beforehand. They're like, Trump's going to be coming out any minute now, any minute now. And it took hours for him to come out. And they started talking about the town. They're like, this is a tiny little town. It's like 1,300 people in this little town, and it's like 30 miles from anywhere. And I couldn't help but think, like, why are they having it in this weird little town? And then I start looking at the scenery, and I'm like, they might as well have, like, dropped him in the middle of, like, Vietnam or something. Like, is there anywhere that you could put him where there's more possibilities? There's a water tower, multiple buildings, trees where people could be in tree stands. I mean, the whole setup was like a shooting gallery. There would be, even if they were on point, it would be almost impossible to stop a sniper at that point in the day. So I think it would be interesting to know who picked that location, who owns that location, why it was picked, and you know, exactly why that whole thing went down. And on top of that, I think – I wish I wasn't busy right now and don't have the funds, but I know you guys don't either. But if anybody wants to make their bones in this movement, go to that town and start interviewing people while it's still fresh. Go to the water tower. Climb the water tower. Climb on that building.
Well, apparently the water tower is under full police lockdown.
Exactly. And then go and ask those cops why. And go and talk to his mother.
The only person I've seen, following up actually on the ground is a reporter named George Webb. I'm not sure if anybody else is following up on the ground. Of course, I'm under a federal travel ban, so I can't travel. But yeah, you're right. There should be people on the ground reporting, giving us a better idea of the landscape there as the cover-up is on.
Seriously, I mean, there's a chance that you might find brass on the ground. There's a chance you might find, you know, physical evidence somewhere. These guys are being...
Yeah, you know, and that's a great point, too. Like, I don't know if you saw John Cullen on with me yesterday. I was convinced it was a single shooter. He's now made me think I could be wrong about that. And that's why I invited him on to have this discussion. If there was a shooter... let's say in a tree on that line that he believes there was another shooter at, well, you could be going through that area on that line and see, was there any signs, somebody climbing a tree? Any signs of a bullet going through a tree?
Yeah, a candy wrapper, anything that might have evidence on it, because the The whole investigation is the cover up. As you know, once they start an investigation, I sued the police once, and I was like, oh, that's good. They're having an investigation. And at that point, I could no longer get the records or any of the photographs or anything that was involved in the ongoing investigation. And the investigation went until after my case was closed. So this whole hiding evidence thing's been going on since even before you were doing it. You know, it's not high profile. But they'll put whatever evidence they want in the court, and they'll hide and basically use the investigation as a force field to block all things. Like, oh, give us that cell phone. Yeah, we need that information. They're like, oh, my God, they're using my thing. I was like, hey, can I get my cell phone back? They're like, we lost it. Yeah, we lost those cameras. That's all gone down. You know, and I don't know what I just can't believe that the town hasn't been descended on by amateur.
Well, and now you've got this whole CrowdStrike Microsoft outage. And of course, you know, people are conspiracy theorizing that is this whole outage an attempt for them to cover up something that might have been discovered about this shooting, this assassination attempt that they had this outage?
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in a special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we have major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Mert defects went way down. Then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Antidote to the establishment's lies. Welcome to the War Room. Your host, Owen Schroyer.
I'm glad Rob Hume was just in here in the break, and I was going to say this anyway, but it just shows we're all synced up. We're all watching the same stuff. CNN never covers Trump rallies. They make it a point not to cover Trump rallies. CNN was posted up there covering the entire Trump rally, and we're covering it live. Is that something of interest? So many questions, so many anomalies. And of course, what's the big problem? Do you trust the FBI? Do you trust the Secret Service now? Do you trust the mainstream media? Do you trust Kim Cheadle? Do you trust any liberal ever? We got trust issues. We go back to the phone lines, and let's go to Jim in Florida. Jim, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Owen, hey. Love the InfoWars crew. Big shout out. Got my bottle of Ultra 12 here. If I miss it for a couple days, I totally 12. Can tell it gives me energy. And I've been trying to open up my third eye with the Survival Shield X3. And I feel like I'm seeing things a little more clearly. And I don't know if I make it. Are you there, man?
Yeah, right on.
Okay. So I don't know if I'm recounting this correctly, but when I was listening to Trump describe what happened to him, he said he turned and if he hadn't turned, he would have been, you know, it would have been worse. And he said what did he say that he didn't quite, if he had turned a little more, like, I don't think he was looking directly at the Jumbotron. And I was listening to your guest yesterday, and part of his theory about the second shooter on the water tower was that if Trump was looking directly at the Jumbotron, that he would have, that's where the, it would have nicked his ear. But I feel like yesterday when he was recounting it, he was making a point to tell us he wasn't quite looking that far. He said, if I looked a little more.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. The exact words he used, I think we're both kind of cloudy about it. Maybe we can review it. To get into what I was talking about yesterday with Cullen is, and I think that we both kind of had our own, turnover moment, if you will, whereas he's made me rethink that there was a second shooter when I didn't think so because of that one video that would draw a line that isn't in line with the shooter on the roof. But I think I may have had my turnover moment where I think there's enough evidence to show that, I mean, I don't believe in a water tower shooter. I've not seen enough. There's nothing that's convinced me or opened up my curiosity enough to look into that. And when you talk about the angle of Trump's head with the podium, you can see, and because there's multiple angles, you can see that because those Trump hats have like a pointed top, and you can see that the pointed top is parallel with the podium, and you can see that his cheeks, you can see his right cheek, but you can't see his left cheek. So he wasn't fully turned around to the podium. He was basically parallel with the podium, so he wasn't completely turned around to the video board. Excuse me. So he was basically parallel to the podium. He wasn't fully turned around to the video board. He made some reference to that. But again, this is kind of like, it goes back to that one caller who was talking to me about like mystery meat of something, some military signal about, you know, in a ear. I mean, the odds that they planned to shoot him in the ear and have everything down to a millimeter and a millisecond are impossible. So that just doesn't add up to me. I mean, really, it was him moving his head is why the bullet missed. So, but you know, even the photo of the bullet that we have from Doug Mills is strange, because to me, that is not in line with his ear. It looks below where it struck his ear, based off of that. But then also, it's like, if you look at the three shots of him before it hits, when it hits, and after it hits, you can see that there's like kind of like a tiny little bit of blood on his hand after he goes to his ear. I'm sorry, I'm just rapping here. Go ahead.
Oh, no, that's it, man. I just think Trump was told us last night that he was not turned all the way towards the water tower, which I think he would have had to have been to support Cullen's claim of a second shooter on the tower that hit his ear. Does that make sense? I think he said it. He said if I had turned a little more, it's like he told us last night that he was not turned towards the water tower, totally towards the screen.
Well, I'm willing to hear everybody's breakdown and get into their opinions of what happened. And like I said, I think maybe I might have changed Cullen's mind on the water tower. Some people still are completely convinced it's the water tower. I think Cullen definitely changed my mind on the potential of a second shooter with that one video breakdown that shows it looks like there was a shot that was basically parallel to the top row of the bleachers that I didn't really pick up on until he broke it down. And then it does look like, oh, wait a second, that does look like a single shot that went parallel with the top row of the bleachers. There is the video of the Secret Service agent on the roof flinching. Now, I saw that before and I just thought, well, that could be anything. He could be flinching over a shot. You know, he could be flinching over even if his earpiece is silent and somebody screams in his earpiece, he could flinch. But then you see that, and I'm like, well, wait a second. That does have a different line than everything else that I've been evaluating that all goes on the same line. So, some people are totally convinced over the water tower. I'm not. I'm still of the belief that there was nothing on the water tower. They are locking down the water tower. That could just be part of a larger crime scene that they're just locking down access to that. I think if you look at it, you can see that his left cheek and the point of his hat are parallel to the front of the podium. And that's why I think that the shot of the ear is coming from directly to his right and not if he was turned all the way facing the podium from the water tower.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't remember right, what man, Trump – Trump made some reference to that last night, but I'm like you. I can't really exactly recall.
But I mean, I think he told us, man. I think he told us he wasn't quite looking that way. But I'm gonna keep up with the Survival Shield X3, man, because I think it's opening up that third eye. I'm seeing stuff. You know what I mean?
Absolutely, man. I know exactly what you're talking about. Once you,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Once you get that pineal gland and access to it again, it changes everything, no doubt. Thank you for the call, Jim. Survival Shield X3, InfoWarsStore.com. That's what he's talking about. Let's go to Karen in Missouri. Karen, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Happy Friday, Mr. Owen.
Thank you.
My question is, are the Secret Service required to keep the Trump team up to speed on security concerns and changes like, hey, you're getting a second string team this round, and give the info to them?
You know, that's a good question and one that I've not really heard investigated. The best response I could give you is there's different levels of the team, and I would imagine that Trump has at least, I would suspect maybe one person, but it could change, that kind of he's in direct contact with that gives him information. But I you know, I don't know. That's a fair question. I can't say that I know that for sure.
I appreciate that. I'm trying to wrap my head around everything, and it just blows my mind. Like, whenever, let's say, I put together something with the public, and there's supposed to be, you know, different things going on. There's points of contact to go, hey, this situation has arisen. This situation has arisen. And you troubleshoot and make adjustments. You know, what thing doesn't come up with any kind of issue when you're planning it with the public? I'm just blown away at where was the communication breakdown, and the whole thing just stinks to high hell.
Well, I mean, look, here's a couple of questions, too. Why was Trump, and this is the big one, and I imagine somebody will ask this question at the hearing, but Kim Cheadle probably might not even know the answer, actually, because she wasn't there. And as far as we can tell, she's not even asking these questions either, trying to figure out. Why was Trump allowed to take the stage? Now, I've been part of events, and obviously, I'm nowhere near a priority protection like Donald Trump, right? But I've been at speaking events. I've been at political events. I've been at other events where we have a security detail. And I'll be told by my main security contact that, hey, we have a potential situation. Don't go on stage. Or, hey, we have a potential situation. Don't leave the vehicle yet. I mean, that's happened to me. I'm like 1% of the priority of Donald Trump. And, I mean, don't get me wrong. We've had the best security here at InfoWars. I mean, thank Alex and the InfoWars audience for that. But, I mean, really the best. But, yeah, I mean, I'm saying, like, even a low priority like me with, what, maybe 2%, 1% of the access that Secret Service or that security detail would have. And I'm even familiar with that. Hey, we've got a situation over here. Don't go on the stage yet. Hey, we've got a situation over here. Don't leave the vehicle yet. Hey, we've got this situation over here. We can't transfer you from the venue to the vehicle yet. I mean, and you're telling me Secret Service couldn't do that for Donald Trump when they know this sketchy individual is running around for at least an hour? I mean, come on.
Right. And I will have to say this, too. I don't think you guys understand the gravity of what you're doing for the American public. And I was a critic, and I am ashamed, and I am apologizing for being a critic of InfoWars. And what you're doing and waking us up and getting us to realize truly what is the truth and what is going on, I cannot thank you enough. So thank you.
Well, thank you, Karen. And that's okay that you were a skeptic or even a non-believer, we might say, or thought negatively of us. That's fine. That's not your fault. But you're here with us now and you understand it. And so we're glad to have you. You know, here's another question that should be asked. Would any of that Secret Service detail that we're now learning more about, that weren't even Secret Service actually, have any of them ever been assigned to Joe Biden? Have any of them ever been assigned to Barack Obama? Have any of those fumbling, bumbling Secret Service agents that all seem to have been women, have any of them ever been on Biden's security detail? Any of the Bidens? Have any of them ever been on Obama's security detail? Or was that just for Trump? Was that just for Trump to have the pudgy, fumbling women on his security detail? What other security details for Secret Service have they ever been on, if any? That's an interesting question I'd like to know. Let's go to Jefferson in Virginia. Jefferson, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Happy Friday, Ellen. Good to talk to you.
Thank you. You too.
Yeah, I think it was Monday morning I said to Harrison, you know, it looked to me like the snipers, the counter-sniper team, were taking incoming and were flinching because they've been in live fire exercises. And they know what it sounds like for a bullet to go whizzing by them. And there was no really confirmation of that at the time. But my reaction was they clearly were not the team that took down Crooks, if Crooks is the actual guy. But
Wait a second. You're saying you don't think – I mean, the official story is they took down Crooks, even though they lied about the timing. You don't think that's true?
Oh, it's not really my bigger issue. Whether it's Urich or Crooks or whatever, the whole thing stinks. And this whole Homeland Investigative Services substitution of these people that aren't even Secret Service agents. You know, if I were in the Secret Service and normally on Trump's detail, and we know we have a rally coming up, and they tell me 5 days in advance, oh, you're not going to be on the detail that you're normally on with him, I'd be like a whistleblower. I'd say something's about to go down. They're switching us out for people that don't have the ability to do what we do. You know, but somehow these people just bite their tongue and don't do anything with the information that something strange is about to go down. That bothers me.
You're talking about before it happened, not after, right?
Yeah, beforehand. You know, would normally be there. Like his normal body man wasn't his normal body man, and people like that. So it's like something was clearly about to go down. This was obviously going to take place before the RNC. So you'd be suspicious that things were being switched around by Homeland Security and Mayorkas in advance of the last rally before the RNC. You'd say, well, wait a minute. We should have more people, not less people.
Well let's just think logically. Let's hone in on this and think logically. And this goes back to the question that the lady asked about, you know, is this the normal detail for Trump or, you know, who's running point? Because if they knew about this rally, again, I forget the date, but I think it was about 2 weeks ahead of time, this rally was planned and made public. So let's say give or take 14 days, but even if it's 10 days, you know, at that time, a security detail is given their orders. It is arranged at that time. So, I mean, if there were any changes or if there's anything odd about it at that time, it should have been known. And so that's what you're saying is like, where was the alert beforehand?
In a Secret Service capacity as a normal person that's assigned into detail for the former president, and I get told ahead of time that something's going to go down in the sense that you're not going to be on your normal assignment this week when it's, you know, the last time before the convention, I'd be talking to people in the media that I know saying, you know, I keep this on the down low, but I think something's about to happen because they're switching up the normal allocation of people that actually know how to do the job properly. And what they just said, this was considered a loose security event. I mean, I'm sure this sort of verbiage went through the society that is the close-knit society of Secret Service agents, and everybody should have said to each other, this is weird that we're all sort of being taken off our normal work detail and we're being substituted with Mayorkas' stooges that don't even know how to do the job. So it's disturbing that, you know, places like InfoWars exist and we're sort of connected in and they didn't tell you ahead of time, you know, kind of like Hillary and her van where they told you, you got to watch Hillary. She actually has a sickness and she has a medical van that follows her around. You know, when things like this where Trump is going to be vulnerable because they're not there doing their normal job and somebody's replacing them, it'd be nice if whistleblowers would get on the horn and talk to somebody. I know they're concerned that everything's being surveilled and it's not easy to get in touch with people electronically or easily in a timely basis. But it's just, you know, this whole thing is just weird. Mike Adams is making headway in the auditory area where he's saying that clearly there was two shooters, if not three, because shots were coming from 1,400 feet, 800 feet, and 400 feet.
Well, did you hear my audio breakdown? And I didn't go as detailed as Mike Adams. But I just went into the – because, look, I mean, here's been my approach, just so people understand. And there's other people that are, like, going beyond anything that even happened that day and, like, looking into family members and who owns this property or who owns that property and all these other things. There's really people that are focusing on the audio aspect and other things. I'm taking in what I can get of that day, of that event that is irrefutable, hardcore evidence – and then I'm comparing and contrasting to what we're being told and seeing what adds up and what doesn't add up. So, I mean, I don't know if you saw, but in case people didn't, I just took the video that's closest to Donald Trump that's pretty high quality. I mean, it was probably shot on an iPhone. There's pretty high quality camera, pretty high quality audio. And you can hear in that video, it's about a 14-second between the first shot that's fired and the last shot that's fired. And the first shot and the last shot all sound like it's the same shot, but there's one shot that sounds like it's a totally different shot. And so if I'm just listening to that, I'm thinking, okay, well, the first give or take eight shots were from the guy on the roof, and then the shot after that was the Secret Service putting them down. But then that doesn't make sense, because then what's the last shot? But then they say, oh, it was a 20-second period between the first shot and the last shot, but there's no audio evidence of that. So I don't know if you want to expand on what Adams is getting into, but I would say that it's pretty much been proven that the official story doesn't add up with the audio.
Yeah, I don't think the official story adds up with reality in any capacity at all. But whether the first three shots were from Crooks or then the first six shots were from the building Crooks was on, And Crooks never even fired. We haven't ascertained that yet. But Mike Adams and your guest yesterday, and there's another guy that's doing the same sort of analysis of the recording of the audio, is all putting together that there had to be at least a second shooter, if not a third, from farther away. And I don't know if anybody's got a record of when the counter sniper actually drops Crooks. You know, I've heard different numbers for that. Like, they didn't shoot him down until 26 seconds had gone by.
That's the official story, which to me is totally – it's not just unproven, yeah, it's disproven. There is zero evidence of any shot after 14 seconds after the first shot.
Yeah, so, I mean, there's all kinds of questions. It just gets muddier every day, it seems like. You know, the people that are doing really good work with what's available, the evidence, sort of get shunted to the side, and people tell them, just, you know, shut up, you don't know what you're talking about. And you know, Monday's going to be a show at best. You know, I don't know how many questions we'll get answered.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think if we can, I mean, there's no point in speculating on what we're going to see Monday. We'll see when it happens. But I would say I would guess the result of Monday is not going to be any answers. It's going to be more people doubting the official narrative. That's what's going to happen.
I hope so.
I don't see it. Right, I mean, look, here we are. Jefferson, thank you for the call. I mean, folks, we are now 6 days removed. We are now 6 days removed from the attempted assassination of Donald Trump, in which one man died. At least two others were shot that we know of. And now there's these other stories about multiple police officers getting hit with shrapnel and stuff. Well, I'd like to know where they were located. We don't get any of that. 6 days removed from this deadly assassination attempt, and not a single follow-up press conference. Not one. And there wouldn't even be any information made public if it wasn't for the Oversight Committee demanding Cheadle, subpoenaing Cheadle to show up for a hearing. How in the hell can you not have a press conference? They could show us bullet casings. They could show us the gun. They could probably even show us the actual bullets. They could show us where each bullet hit. They could show us where the bullet went through the shooter. I mean, all of this information could be made public. They have all of this information is known to anybody that's doing the investigation, if there's even an investigation going on. All of this stuff has definitely already been investigated and answered. They could present all of this to the American people. They're not presenting any of it. Who put the bullets into the gun? You don't think there's fingerprints on it? Where's the footage of the alleged shooter getting a ladder from Home Depot? You know that footage exists. Let's see it. Let's hear the audio of the transmissions. Let's make those public. I mean, the fact alone that they're not having press conferences is obvious, but it's true. The fact alone that they're not having press conferences is like the biggest evidence of a cover-up. I mean, that's crazy. Anytime there's a big event like this, they have multiple press conferences, at least one a day as more information is coming in. And they haven't had one, even though all of these things could be asked and answered. I mean, folks, they should have already presented a full-on diagram for the American people. How many shots were taken, the exact line and trajectory of each shot, each one, the line and trajectory of the shot of Secret Service that took out the shooter, and we should see the gun and the bullets and the bullet casing. I mean, they could present all of this to the American people if there was a real investigation going on and not a cover-up. and yet we get nothing. So we have to do it on our own.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Heart defects went way down. Then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review, or call toll-free, 888-253-3139.
America is waking up to the sad and painful fact that we've been under a multinational, globalist, deep state intelligence agency controlled coup for decades in this country. We didn't have full control 30, 40 years ago, but they're really attempting full control now, and that's where we are. And InfoWars has engaged in the best long-term analysis of the enemy operation and predicted the resistance movement would form against it and the fact that we would have major successes against the enemy, but they would then double, triple, quadruple down. That's where we are now. So it's more important than ever that InfoWars stay on the air. I just want to thank you all for your support and spreading the word. It's more important than ever that we get funding. We're trying to make it easier for you to fund us by simply going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting great products that enrich you and your family's lives. I want to just encourage you all to not forget that without you, we won't be here. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com today, and I thank you. If you don't get a high-quality gravity-fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure gravity-fed water filtration system for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
The most powerful InfoWars life formula yet, DNA Force Plus, is now back in stock for 25% off while supplies last. This elite formula contains the most cutting-edge enzymes, potent antioxidants, and traditional naturally occurring ingredients to protect the vitality of your very DNA. The powerhouse ingredients in DNA Force Plus include QQQ, CoQ10, organic reishi mushroom, astragalus roots, rhodiola root, and an array of even more incredible antioxidants and extracts carefully chosen to help support healthy heart function while promoting energy production down to the cellular level. Provide your cells and DNA with the protection they need and try a bottle of DNA Force Plus today for 25% off. Or for an additional 10% off, grab the combo pack with DNA Force Plus and Body's Whole Support. These offers and so much more are
InfoWars.com/show.
Piercing through the globalist agenda. Welcome to the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
We have footage of the shooter that day being on the roof. And I'm just going through all this in my head. I guess it was originally shared with TMZ, that footage, and that's why that watermark is on it. Where's the rest of the footage? You're filming a gunman on the roof at a Trump rally in a panic, and you stop filming? Where's the rest of the footage? Did you really stop filming that? Is that it? Where is the rest of the footage? Does nobody have any footage of him taking a shot or getting shot? As we know this whole thing is going down, dozens of people were witnessing it, calling it out, filming it. I'd like to know who gave that footage to TMZ and why there isn't any more footage. Why did you stop recording? Because I was thinking in my head, and I was saying this in the break, just talking about this with the crew, I'm thinking, I think more footage is going to emerge. I'm guessing we haven't seen all the footage yet, and that more footage will emerge from this. Because so many people were filming, and it's just like you have to just dig through the internet trying to find it all. And some people probably haven't even figured out how to post it to the internet yet. So my guess is there's still more footage to be seen. But it's like, how do we not... Seems like something else is missing here. All right, I'm going to go back to the phone lines. By the way, people are saying, well, does this internet outage have anything to do with a cover-up, or is it something else? Global Microsoft outage, grounded a bunch of planes, CrowdStrike that's already involved in sketchy stuff as it is with the WikiLeaks and the DNC laptop and other Democrat deals. And then the CEO is being interviewed about this and had a very awkward moment in clip 14.
According to your statement, it was a single content update that has managed to shut down air travel, credit card payment systems, banks, broadcasts, street lights, 911, emergency around the globe. Why is there not some kind of redundancy or some sort of backup? How is it that one single software bug can have such a profound and immediate impact?
Well, when you look at the complexity of cybersecurity, you're always trying to stay one step ahead of the adversaries. Excuse me. Man, just one second, please.
Oh, yeah. Take a drink of water.
Yeah, sorry.
Sure.
So now people, they say it's the biggest outage in history. It wreaks havoc on airlines, computer systems all over the place. It's likely many people in the audience dealt with this. I don't know. Did you guys deal with any of these outages today? So there's all kind. Now this is being tied into the conspiracy. Oh, is it an outage to clear some records about the shooting they don't want you to see that might be out there? Something else about to happen? Yeah. So, all kinds of things affected by this. Is there something bigger to it? Do you really believe it was just a system update crashed the whole thing? Hard to believe anything these days, but there you go. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. Let's see here. Let's go to Captain America in New York. Captain America, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen Troy. How you doing? Good to talk to you again. So I got a couple of two things that I want to mention. First, sentiment in the military since this attempt on Donald Trump's life. This has like galvanized a lot of the people that were like kind of like, you know, I'm going to vote for Kennedy, or everybody's pretty much like, dude, we're voting for DJT. Second, Maria Zach is involved in a whistleblow and investigation with the Italian government sending malicious code via satellite. And her team of 50 people got in touch with me. I talked to Harrison about a week and a half ago about this, and they gave me her number, and she wants to talk to you. If I can just talk to the producers afterwards and just give her her personal number to give her you a call. She would love to, like, just kind of break down how she got the information. The Kansas elections were overturned because of her testimony. And a bunch of other states that are about to overturn.
Do you have a Trump hat on or something?
So I got two Trump flags on my car, and I'm on the...
We can literally hear people cheering you on right now.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Everybody, like, you know, like people are pumping their fists in the air, screaming, fight.
You know
fight.
What? Look, awesome. I'm kind of distracted. Here, just pause for a second, Captain America. We'll put you on hold, and you can share this information. I'll look into this. It's funny that this is happening to you. Immediately after the assassination attempt, it was like all of a sudden there were more Trump flags up on cars. I wore a Trump hat to the gym today, which I don't normally do. I don't want to do a whole political deal at the gym. I wore a Trump hat to the gym today, had multiple people basically like nodding their heads like, yeah. So, I mean, it's a totally new culture now. It's a totally everything. The climate is different now.
The neighborhood, you know, I live in a little mixed culture neighborhood, and all the brothers are coming up like they're all like, dude, our boy got shot. It's galvanized. I mean, yeah, we're definitely the temperature, the climate has definitely changed, and yeah, we just need to make sure we pray and vote. You know, everybody's all divided on this J.D. Vance and stuff. Like you mentioned it a couple of days ago. Like who else then? You know, you're complaining, but who else? Stop complaining. Give solutions.
Yeah, I completely agree, and thank you for the call. And like, here's another one. Well, I'm not even going to get into it. But you know, I think I'm going to go with the guy that took a bullet for the country, and not the guy that you know sits on the internet all day. All right, let's take another call. Let's go to Daryl in North Carolina. Daryl, you're on the air. Go ahead.
This is clearly, obviously, a deep state operation. And, dude, it is being exposed faster than Stormy Daniels at a strip club.
That's pretty fast.
Thanks, man. Hey, so the thing that's getting to me quick right now is that immediately the deep state comes out and they blame the Iranians. And then they've doubled down, saying this is all about the Iranians. So what's going through my head is there was that ban of explosives found. So what if? Okay, there was more than one shooter, that's obvious. After they took Trump out, I think they were planning on blowing up that ban in the crowd. They thought the crowd was going to be going crazy. And then they were going to try to do a mass casualty event at that thing. And then blame the Iranians.
Wait a second. You know the van apparently was actually recovered at the house. It wasn't even on the scene.
Oh, okay. I did not know that.
Yeah, so that was a big curveball. Now they're saying he drove a Hyundai coupe. I think it was a Sonata. I forget that they're saying he drove that to the event. Apparently, they have him now going in and out of the car like six times.
Yeah, the story keeps changing. They're throwing us all this extra stuff to confuse us. But what's the deep state saying? They are trying to pin it on the Iranians, which tells me the end game is to drag America into a war with Iran on behalf of Israel. That's my thoughts.
Yeah, I don't disagree with the final analysis there, Daryl. And whether it's just straight up Israeli propaganda that's being fed about this Iran thing or some other levels of the deep state, it's obviously being thrown out there to throw us off the scent, 100%. And that might also be why they're talking about these encrypted bank accounts, too. That could tie into that throw us off the scent, too.
Right. And what if they were still confident that this whole operation was going to go through? We know all the news stations were there. They were going to traumatize America with a JFK-like incident on Trump, completely traumatize us. And then they already had this computer hack to take down these systems planned. So they were going to add that as another layer, and then who knows what's coming next. So I think we're kind of in the middle, and the first part of the operation failed. So
yeah.
The second part's continuing. What's the third?
That's a good point.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burt defects went way down. Then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139. A lot of listeners have complained in the last 2 years that our amazing high-quality coffee has not been available. And that's because the prices went up too high for the raw beans and the quality had gone down some. I turned down so many companies that wanted to work with us. But now, we have brought back the coffee, and it's even better from a national supplier that's veteran-owned and veteran-operated. It's powered by the company Minuteman Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best-tasting, best-smelling, strongest coffee that I have ever drank. It is game-changing. All you got to do is buy a bag of it and try it. I know you're going to be hooked, which will then fund your Operation A360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now for Escape the Prison Planet Light Roast. That's the strongest. The amazing Medium Roast Wig of America. And finally, the best-tasting Dark Roast Tip of the Spear, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your coffee now. Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast, a 360 win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, the sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing.
I'm a humble person, and I want to say that I'm just a man. But I'm not just a man. Just like you. No matter what color you are, whether you're a man or a woman, you were made by the creator of the universe, who had a plan for you, who has a destiny for you. That's why the system hates you and fears you. That's why they hate me. It's because the spirit I carry is one of justice and truth and courage and honor and will and love. My friends, the enemy's coming after me, not because I'm a loser, but because I'm a winner. They're coming after you, not because you're a bad person, because you're a good person, because you love God and God loves you. And so I signed up for this. I signed up for this fight. And I'm not a victim. I'm an overcomer. But I can't fight this fight without you. And that's why I want you to always remember that I appreciate you and I thank you, because InfoWars is your fight. InfoWars is your baby. It's the thing you built. We did this together. So God bless you all. Let's keep fighting.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
I remember seeing Trump and Ivanka.
Like, here it is.
Oh, here he is. They're testing out the teleprompter, and it was so interesting to see the behind-the-scenes stuff. I think they locked all that down.
I want Hulk Hogan in the administration. I want a new role for Ass Kicker.
Secretary of Ass Kicking?
The Hulkamaniac Department. It's a little nostalgic. If you grew up watching wrestling, I mean, Hulk Hogan is on the Mount Rushmore, and he speaks now at the RNC. So it's a bit nostalgic if you're like me, but this is, love it or hate it, this is the new Republican Party. This is the new Republican brand. It's fun, and here's Hulk Hogan, the legend, runs onto the stage with the American flag.
Amazing.
In the signature bandana. He's going to rip his shirt off. I'm calling it now.
Yeah. But what happened last week when they took a shot at my hero? And they tried to kill the next president of the United States. Enough!
was enough. And I said, let Trumpomania run wild, brother. Let Trumpomania rule again. Let Trumpomania make America great again.
Anybody going to be watching any classic Hulk Hogan wrestling matches this weekend? WrestleMania 6, Hulk Hogan, the Ultimate Warrior. Hulk Hogan throwing Andre the Giant into the mat right in front of Donald Trump, Trump Plaza. I don't know. By the way, big election news. Maybe we need to pull up the interactive map. Arizona ruling makes voter registration harder without proof of citizenship. Oh, it was easy because that was what the Democrats wanted. But they were struck down by the courts, so now you have to be an American citizen to vote in Arizona. Ooh, pain. Arizona election worker arrested for allegedly stealing security device from ballot tabulation center. Oh, what? Huh. Maricopa County, Arizona Supervisor Bill Gates, not that Bill Gates, said Tuesday the county has experienced hiccups with the vote tabulators at 20% of polling places. Oh, this is all going on in Arizona. No illegal voters in Arizona? Guys, do we flip Arizona now? We got to keep this thing up, guys, because I don't have the time to go through all of this. I don't know if you remember how we had it last time, but we should probably just keep that up. All right, I'm not going to go back to it because it's not ready. Instead, let's go to Nathan in Tennessee. Nathan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good evening, sir. How are you?
I'm good, thank
hey,
you.
Hey, first thing. Good, man. Thanks for having me on here real quick. Man, you got to tell callers that they need to quit getting high when they call you because some of these guys are a little bit out of their minds. Let me just say that out loud real quick. But, two things real quick, if I could. One of them is not about the convention. The other one is, listen, you're showing the Hulk Hogan thing. Dude, I could tell you and Harrison last night were jacked. I was jacked, too, watching it, right? And then Kid Rock comes out there. We're getting jacked. Dana White comes out there, introduces Trump, right? And then They start freaking playing Lee Greenwood song. I'm like, dude, like we're all jacked. Dana White is pumped up, and you have to play Lee Greenwood song.
Well, that's like Trump's song, just me? You know. So it's kind of like that's why they did that.
Yeah, but you can't play American Badass by Kid Rock and then Lee Greenwood, the only hit he's had in the last 40 years. Then you play that. You got the Trump sign in the back. It looks like he's doing the Elvis comeback special in 69 sign, and he comes out there looking like a rock star. And it's just me. Maybe I'm wrong. You can take it for what it is, but I was like, dude, really? And they played it on Monday when he came out there originally because the first time he's been seen, right?
Yeah. I see. Look, I don't disagree, but, that's just like his intro song, so.
Yeah. Real quick, can I say this real quick? Because I've been wanting to say this for you guys for like a year. Different from the campaign, but this is really to Alex. And I know that you're a little bit more open to it because I don't want to get into a let me shut you down moment, Frank, like he does with callers, which Alex does. If Alex is needing money with everything that you guys go on, listen, I want you guys every day. I get it. I don't need to be told anything. You get it. You live it. He is BFFs with the Tate brothers. Those guys are making $25-50 million a year. Why can't they help fund the InfoWar? Where is that dialogue at? Can I ask that question out loud to everybody who's listening?
I'm not the Tates. I'm not Alex, so I'm just not going to respond to that. And I don't know if I would say the Tates and Alex are BFF. They certainly have a relationship, probably a good relationship. But I'm just that's not involving me, and so I'm just not going to speak for other people. And I'm not going to get into the legal stuff either. So I've made my public statements about all of this, and I'm just going to do my job here. So I'm just not going to comment on that, Nathan. I just don't have an answer for that. So I appreciate the call though. Let's go to Nigeria in Texas. Nigeria, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, yes. My name is Nigeria with the M as in Mary, so it's like Nigeria.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll have to beat one of the crew members for getting it wrong, so okay.
It's okay.
No, it's not, actually. It's not at all, but it's okay. Go ahead.
Thank you. Yes, I just want to talk about Trump's ear getting shot. my sister, I haven't seen her in like a week, and I went over there not too long ago, and she's already fed by the media that it was staged. So...
Well, yeah, the Democrat media, the liberal media, they're saying it's fake. Joy Reid is saying it's fake. Others are saying it hit the teleprompter and it's glass. So, I mean, you know.
How is it glass? One, I've been a professional security guard for over 7 years. I was in a situation where there was a shooting in a complex, and the security didn't do nothing about it. He was just laughing, watching everything going on. And the shots went through my feet, over my head, and over my sister's head. And it sounded like the same thing on his microphone. So how is it glass if it sounds like, you know, the bullets are going over his head, you know, or by his ear?
I'm not sure what exactly you're saying.
Well, so my sister is fed fake news, and she thinks it was glass.
Well, that's unfortunate.
And it wasn't glass. It wasn't glass. But I just
well, yeah. If it was, if the bullet would have hit the teleprompter, I don't know. It would probably have broken.
Yeah, and he wasn't really too close to that glass for him to get cut. You know what I mean? So,
well, it's just ludicrous. I mean, they're just, look, it's unfortunate. The American left is so out of their minds, some of them now, that there's just no reasoning with them. I don't want to say there's no hope for them, but I mean, what can you say? There's just be nice, you know, just be nice. All right. Thank you for the call. I'll try to take another one, but we got the interactive map. This is close to, what's that, guys? You can leave Maine blue. That's fine. You can switch and give Nebraska's red, I would say. Definitely turn Nebraska red. And then they have, like, single votes in Nebraska and Maine the way the thing works. But that's irrelevant because this is where we had it, and we said that Nevada and Arizona was what the election is going to come down to. If this new voting law in Arizona saves the election, then – Trump wins. And if you recall the last time we covered this, I said it's going to come down to Nevada because I think they'll steal Arizona. Well, maybe this ruling in Arizona stops them from stealing Arizona. Then it's over. And they can take Wisconsin and Michigan and Pennsylvania, and Trump can still win. But let's take one more caller before we sign off. And let's go to Rodrigo in Texas. Go ahead. Rodrigo, are you there? Let's go to Bobby in Florida to close us out. Bobby, go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Owen? I've been watching for the last few days. I just want to say that, they talk about the tower, and then they did have pictures of the body on the roof. And the way the body looked to me, that it was shot in the side of the left side of his skull, because if the... Secret Service shot him, it would have been the front of his face that would have been hit. The left side of his face was swollen, which tells me the bullet came in on that side. And his right ear, his head was tilted to the right, was flooded with blood, and it was damned, like as if he had...
Well, even that picture is strange, and it's like, why do they release that picture and then nothing else? How does he end up so far away from his gun is another question. And those are just mysteries that I haven't really gotten into because they're just mysteries. That does it for the show this week. We're going to get right back at it Monday. Hope you're with us.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. birth defects went way down. Then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review, or call toll-free, 888-253-3139.
Omega-3 fatty acids are needed for optimal strength, and they can only be obtained through diet. They can be found in grass-fed beef, which is why the ruling class is trying to ban it. And they can be found in fish, which are arguably the best source of omega-3s. But the problem today is finding fish without a high mercury content. Your best option is our Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. Omega-3 fatty acids are essential for both our neurological and cardiovascular systems, our brain and our heart. They improve mood, mental clarity, and immune function. Get your essential omega-3 fatty acids from the best sources available, Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil. Get some today at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com/show.